Green one.
I don't know.
The one with the torn pants.
I don't know how you guys got into the room. I haven't seen it.
We're very clever.
Right, okay.
What I'm picturing right now is a bunch of very confused guys from the 1920s holding statues on a lawn. And Orion getting shot at. I like this situation much better. That's why I'm so calm.
Do you want to know what my secretary's name is? Did she have a nameplate on her desk?
Madeline.
Madeline!
Yes?
I need to see all the notes on this case.
You're not working on any case anymore.
I met the one.
In fact, I think there's someone here to see you.
Right, bring in all the notes. Prop him up against the wall.
Which notes are we talking about?
Never mind, I must not have given them to you yet.
Okay.
You haven't had the case yet.
There are no notes.
Do I have an armoire?
Yeah.
Put the body in the armoire.
Okay, he's sitting down.
Make sure to watch.
There's already another body in
it. Do you have a bidet? You tie him up first, right?
No, I just lost the armoire.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
We won't be able to beat the way out of the tie-up.
We do have handcuffs. Why don't we use handcuffs?
Sure, handcuff them.
All right.
What about the torn pants?
Not really sure how these work.
I'm getting angry.
What kind of primitive unlocking device is in here? Ooh, what are these?
We've been on backwards planets before.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Go ahead and show her in, Madeline.
Yes, it could.
I know she's going to be Dixon, not Dix. You must not have slept with her yet.
Not Dix.
Exactly. So the woman walks in. She's sort of a...
Redhead.
Come on,
you
do the
accent.
Well dressed.
Oh, Dix.
What's going on?
That's not very good.
Who's sitting at the desk?
Got a Chicago accent.
I'm standing in front of
Chicago accent.
Miss Hill?
Yes, a pleasure to meet you. It's not every day that a lady like you walks into my life.
Well, there's what happens. I go out and shout out the secretary.
Okay.
Please go ahead and have a seat.
Did I mention I'm rich?
I'm sitting at his desk, by the way, studying the newspaper.
Good.
Thank you,
Dale.
Studying a newspaper?
Yeah, studying a newspaper.
I'm just casually studying the corner.
Useful later.
It says, like, you know, strange object sighted in the sky over North Dakota.
Stuff like that, yeah.
So she said, I'm Captain Goodwood. I have a job for you.
Dixon Hill, and these are some of my associates here.
I don't remember anymore. Detective something.
SFPD?
Yeah.
That's a PD.
That's a PD.
I'm Carlos. I'm from Bolivia.
I'm Rick.
So what are you paying
me for?
No idea.
What? You mean you have no some people.
I think it was to adopt that fantastic name change.
It's nice going, Rex.
What did you say her name was?
Catherine Goodwin.
Yeah, Catherine Goodwin.
Please go ahead and have a seat. Tell us how we can help you. Goodwin.
She said, my husband and I have not...
had intercourse?
I've been having marital problems lately, and I recently found out that I've been having an affair. But he knighted her, of course. I went out on a short vacation to decide what to do. And when I came back,
he was gone.
He was gone, and I noticed that he had stolen one of our family things,
our golden serpent.
Well, yeah.
Wow, you're good. It's a
serpent,
I think.
No, it's a serpent.
Reptile. I am the best detective in Beverly Hills, you know.
He's got the power, the animal.
Where?
Right.
I thought we were in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. I'm from Beverly Hills.
We're from Beverly
Hills. That's why the SFPD guy's here.
I'm well known in San Francisco as well.
In fact, this is where your office is for some reason.
Ops is all over.
Search for Mischief, but not extremely well.
I poorly searched term Mischief.
Perhaps you've been an expert, will be able to have a better shot.
Fortunately, we've all recently bought the search perception.
He also has a boat with a marina. They want to take out.
At the Central Basin Marina?
The boat.
Yeah.
The boat could have shut up.
A husband is an archaeologist.
And this badge here could be a practice.
So, and he's got a warehouse where he's.
Wait, this is the 40s, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than an archaeologist gone wrong.
What's his name?
Jones?
No.
Very good one.
Well, why don't we just get the information on the location
for Harrison?
Dakota
Jackson.
We'll be happy to case the case, and Madeline can give you some paperwork and tell you what our fees are.
Of course. Okay.
Anything else odd that we should know about your husband? Any strange going-ons other than the affair before you took your vacation? South American men, Germans, anything of the sort?
Not that I know.
You never heard any people speaking strange foreign languages at night while you were up in bed? We usually find that in this type of case.
All strange chanting,
no?
Ritualistic chanting. Curved daggers.
Well, I think just all three addresses will be sufficient, and we'd probably like to come by your mansion later today.
Of course, I will.
If you could just let your maids know.
Your maids recently been damaged.
Yeah, for some reason there was a PT boat.
It blew the crap out of our mansion.
We think it was Jap's fine.
So what's the year? You just read the paper?
Terrific. We'll probably have it done by the time we get back from more after a minute.
Granular than we get.
Yeah. I'll show you back tomorrow.
Terrific. Madeline can give you the paperwork, and you can drop off an advance with her.
Okay. Thank you.
You don't want to stay off the freeway. I think about this time. One of the major freeways with that physical class is killing a lot of people.
Yeah, so much.
I get more money than all you put together.
Yes, I did.
No, that's right.
What's the actual date on the newspaper,
Jeff? You paid him out for yesterday.
Bill, what's the actual date on the newspaper?
You spent it all already. You were gambling and boring. It's in that account.
Yeah, yeah. What month is it?
It could be cold and clammy.
Exactly.
Where's
San Francisco? It is cold and clammy.
September 7th, 1940.
That's all right. Feel hot.
44.
Oh.
Brink of war.
You guys both have really crappy history.
End of war. End of
what?
War.
But I think pretty soon
December 7th, does that mean anything to you?
December 7th, 1944. That's when the war starts.
Pretty soon, I'm pretty sure the freeway collapsed, killing a lot of people too.
Yeah, I think that's
right. Off the freeway over here.
Yeah.
401, right?
Okay, I'm close to the war. 1812.
Okay.
You hear me?
So, does Earth have wars?
Oh yeah, lots of them.
Do you think
war of 1812, 100 years
of war? Joint hallucination.
So that's from 1812 to 1912.
So we might have our general trip to the past. Opinions?
I'm not kidding on the medal.
Get in there!
Do I get an answer before I go? I basically want to do the rich thing. Like, ask her what she thinks the best restaurant in town is, and then if she wants to go.
Oh, of course, she falls for that.
Okay. Money buys everything.
Shoot him!
I don't see anyone to shoot. Okay.
Because you've got more.
What's up? Hey, I got a date today.
Great. Do you think we're in a hallucination? Some type of holodeck are actually in the past.
I'm in a hallucination. You guys, I don't know.
What do you mean? We stay off the freeway and we keep on driving east and see if the simulation ends.
That doesn't work in the holodeck, usually.
That's in another movie.
Great.
Well,
what's your opinion?
I don't know. It's one or the other. It's one of those. It doesn't matter. Anyway, we should seek out the serpent statue. So it doesn't matter.
But the question is, if we're really in the past, do we have to avoid changing history?
What?
Why? I get a piece of paper.
And if we're really in the past, then I'm not using the sludge throwers that we have. Because we might kill people who aren't supposed to die.
Have you heard of Dixon? If we're really in the past, that whole thing is, if we're there, then maybe that we were supposed to shoot the person kind of thing, because we're already part of history. Second guessing yourself will just drive you crazy. Just do whatever you're going to do.
You know what I think?
Okay.
I think it's on
a ride. My universe.
Mine is actually entertainment.
Starfleet regulations. Where are Starfleet regulations?
You can go to I think we went to the history.
We're coming to South Street.
Went to the party.
Part of the party.
History is human. That is why I said, I'm hallucinating.
I got a 4.
Okay. Well, the 7, they're in the series of novels, contemporary ones, Dixon Hill.
Contemporary to the 23rd century?
Yeah, 21st century. But they were based on some detective.
Okay.
Real
Read that without
saying
without covering it.
Read that?
Yeah.
While covering it. Covering it would indicate people behind you could not read it.
Oh, okay. You mean like Blue or the cat?
Like anyone behind you. Whether or not you can see them.
Oh, I understand.
Exactly.
One of those alien things.
Those Beetlejuice. I'm hungry after a while. You want to go out to a restaurant? I got lots of money.
I think it's, what time is
7.
It?
7. I was looking for Starfleet regulations regarding travel into the past. I got 13.
The Brown Derby. That's a famous restaurant.
That's there. There's the only course. Do not change history, I think.
No, of course, you don't know how to do that.
Do not change history. Yeah.
Well, don't change the big thing.
So like, don't assassinate Hitler early. But of course,
But
none of us really know any history. So how would we?
They might have some.
Try
again. Okay.
I'm not human.
You know, basically, don't mess up the place trying to get back.
You know, if we mess up human history, perhaps we can talk about
one in a thousand.
I think it's much worse than that, actually. But hey, that's better than nothing.
I am losing my. Oh, no. Don't have my side drawer.
I hate the Klingons. The
feather eagle. If the Klingons got control, and then, you know.
Yeah, they're fine too.
Oh, wait. Klingons right here, Katarin's all right here.
Alright, like, humans don't do that to us?
We've got you at the
same time. No.
Rick, you guys are inside because you have no tail. You get in the way.
I do that to you.
Switching tails half the time.
Let's get out there and try and find this golden serpent and try not to kill anyone in the crowd.
Alright, well, I don't think anybody has a gun anyway. It's like a holster, don't
I? You have
I don't have a holster, that's right, because I'm a detective, I'm undercover, so it's like a shoulder deal.
Okay, you can stand the holster.
Yeah, well, holster, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if he sees it or not. He doesn't know you have his gun. So why should I inform that I have a gun?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we're having a gun.
Yeah, that's good. We were unconscious.
Always good to lie to your
commanding officer.
I was talking to myself. You said, don't fire. I said,
that's fine. That's what he said. Then you volunteered
to you were requested not to kill anybody?
Yes.
Unless, of course, they're supposed to die.
I'll set my house done.
You can't set
flamethrowers
on the floor. I'm aware of that. We should try not to kill anyone.
Okay.
But you can't aim it like legs.
Yeah, it's kind of this ancestry across
the although, if you shoot them in the leg, don't they like die of poisoning or disease because this is primitive culture? You probably shouldn't do that either.
It's a better alternative than killing them, a worse alternative than not shooting them.
They can always cut off the leg, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They did a lot of that in the Civil War.
Oh, okay.
Which, I believe it's being fought right now.
Okay.
1812, I think. And it's not quite happened yet.
1812's not quite happened yet?
No. 1812 is the name of a war.
100-year war, right?
The 1812 war lasts 100 years.
Yeah.
It was about an overture.
Huh?
It was caused as a result of an overture.
Some guy hit on some girl. Very bad overture.
it was a musical piece.
Yeah.
Your father was that.
Yeah.
No, it was someone trying to go.
Over the far west detective things I have. Fingerprint kits, flashlights, whatever detectives have.
Binoculars.
Look for the case that says investigation stuff on it.
Sure, this binoculars is fine.
Night vision goggles.
Hey, does he have a bottle of rot gut?
Yep, damn right. Bottle of jar.
Well, there's nice. We can find out if it's a holodeck or not. Black that bottle, see if you really get drunk.
There you go.
You can't get sizable gold out of the bottle.
Well, it's alcohol.
I feel if I start to get
out of control.
Tipsy.
You have to drink enough to be out of control.
The wrong guy you want drinking.
It'll be out of control.
Fifth ale won't let you get out of control.
But it'll get you
the buzz feeling, but you need to drink enough to lose control.
How far does she live from here?
I think everything's pretty close together at the center.
Yeah, I mean, California is like the size of...
Do they have cars yet?
Larger than San Francisco.
How far is she lived from
here? Cars.
I think they have cars in Crystal Airplane.
We got a car.
I keep drinking over there.
They have cars and they have, service transport.
Get to the point where...
I'm not getting anything with them. Do you have any public transportation?
Oh, man, I rolled too many dice.
I think Los Angeles is the finest public transportation in the world.
That's right.
Like trains,
RTDs,
or taxis, or anything like that.
Another train called the Underground.
2 ounces
of the Underground.
Use the authentication device.
But they don't have any
more than Sitha Hall would do?
Like door-to-door horse carriages.
Cabs.
Cabs.
Drink it all, man.
Let's go back to this. Sitha Hall. And it's just like Sitha Hall.
Uh-huh.
Except
you can will away the effects.
Alright, I try to will away the effects and hit Dave in the stomach. Correctly and then execute a Starfleet martial arts kick nearly to his head but just miss.
Fuck. Well, this is a punch. Coordination, plus dexterity.
Wow. He's strong.
The fact that you want to do that means you're drunk.
So you're saying it's not Sitha Hall.
It's not
Sitha
Hall.
Coordination,
dexterity,
Seven?
Okay.
No, this is why.
Okay.
He just killed me.
Seven?
Can't touch
this.
I got dodge.
Perception roll.
Perception roll.
15 intelligence. Okay.
Just three.
Intellect.
Plus perception.
Plus perception is the number of dice. Add your search perception stuff.
Oh, search perception. Okay, good. That's what I like to hear.
Right.
Oh, something.
Just a six.
And you rolled a 7?
Yeah.
Oh, you punch him.
Oh. Okay,
and then that's awesome. And then he's... And then he starts executing a bad kick, which he does.
I tripped his ass.
Man, that must be good
enough. Put the chick talking down to that.
Whoa! I totally was not...
Safe like up behind the wheel.
Jesus Christ! I was not able to control that. I didn't want to get my ass kicked.
Man, that's a story that's not going back.
It hurts a lot.
Okay, so that rules out Holodeck.
It's a mind
at
outcome.
At least it rules out Federation.
It's a mind outcome for Ryan and her party.
But that's useful as it is.
Yeah.
I'm happy to know that. I think my gun.
Anything left at the rock cut?
I don't know. It's
pretty
scary.
I can't believe Kevin.
I don't know what he. It's whatever.
It's
bad.
It was okay when he was like giving it, but when he picked it up, it went.
Deal.
Right away.
Just like pork rinds, only fried.
Exactly. Well, we shall go to my personal transport vehicle.
Using these authentication devices.
Do you know how to operate that vehicle?
Right. Thank you for your suggestion.
No.
Why not?
Because you don't know how to operate one.
It can't be that hard.
I'm sure it will come to me.
They're freaking monkeys.
Wait, hold on. I have no... Oh, God.
Primitive monkeys.
I have no idea where we're going. Does anyone see any maps in this office?
This is why we use some sort of public...
Is there any two-dimensional representation of the city in the building? In the office?
Like, find a local, you know, policeman or guidepost or
local police
information center, whatever,
right here.
And
Officer, how did it get to you?
Yeah. Oh, what's the board?
What is wrong with you? Are you, like, all just, like, guys or something? Just ask.
What?
Shannon's, like, for some reason, not going to do, like, the intelligent thing, which is going to ask how to get here.
Madeline, where are my maps? I'm not quite sure where this is.
File cabinet, third drawer.
Thank
under
you.
Under map.
File cabinet, third drawer, under map.
Okay, so now I have a map. Curse. That still hasn't changed anything about my opinion.
I get the map, and I...
Want me to meet you there?
No idea.
Is there like a big
X? Sir, you might meet you there. Very close to home. And possibly get arrested on the way.
He's not going to
get someone's going to actually get there.
This will be fine.
No, sir. No, sir, please. No. You're being foolish.
You're scaring
us. Positive openness, low, negativism.
Just ask your secretary.
We can call it. Just call a damn cab.
Stop my police!
Oh, is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
that's the most.
I think we should.
I mean, it's either like some sort of horse and buggy like thing, or
whatever. Is that something? Every city has
an air car, or it's a laser car, or whatever it is.
I look after this little guy who's curious on her back. Midgets.
I didn't realize that's what you said. I take it back.
I didn't realize that either. You were saying we should talk to the policeman, and we have one right here. It doesn't make much sense.
Who are you calling midgets?
You look curly
too. Oh, my God.
I suppose there's a race of whatever you want.
Hey.
That has curly tails.
That one. Where's some water?
Nope.
Okay.
Are you going to dry out or something?
I'm hoping. Bay.
You're hoping you dry out?
Yeah.
How many fingers?
I meant like dehydrating like salamander left out in the sun.
Oh. No. Okay. My race doesn't do that. I'm trying to get some water from the secretary.
Okay.
There's a water cooler. And start hydrating.
Madeline, could you... I'm not sure on the car, so could you please call me a personal public transport vehicle?
Taxi.
Of course. There are five of us. That might need to be two, depending on how large they are.
Okay.
Limousine.
Doesn't Gerald have a limousine?
We don't. Where we would
go
with
incognito.
A taxi to go incognito.
Is my driver still here?
He's probably downstairs. And
he better be.
Wait.
He drives off sometimes.
Limousine.
Okay.
They are more.
I'll go down and check on him.
Why don't we just go with him?
Yeah, come on down with me.
Okay.
No, I don't play you are.
Fat cat.
Natalie.
Please go ahead and take the rest of the day off. Cancel any appointments. Fully paid.
Okay.
Make sure you lock the office.
Except I'm meeting her here at, like, 8.
That's fine.
You're not paid for that either.
Oh, she made
unless you want to.
Okay.
Worked either way. You guys going to the Brown Derby?
I don't think so.
I think they're going to the Brown Eye. You know what I mean?
So you had a car with that? Or are you going with
that? No, we're going to go take this one.
Okay, so you go downstairs?
Maybe funny, we find
a lot of people, it's, you know. Well, actually, you see.
Maybe funny.
I'll walk out and say, driver! Driver!
It'd be funny when we find out the driver is cool.
Cool, really?
Oh! So there's a limo out front. Car we just saw.
Is there a jacuzzi in the back?
No.
Look for the alcohol.
I ask him something innocuous, like, anything strange happened while I was gone?
No, sir.
Okay. Making sure it's my favorite.
Tell him where we went.
We're going here, please.
Yes, I am.
So you find a little alcohol.
You have any cigars?
I look at street signs. Where are we?
Somewhere.
I think that's a
wheel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
the Parkadero. Now, pal. I'll memorize the numbers.
Oh, come on. We're in the shady
just
park.
Just in case.
We're in the,
All
right.
We're
going to
be in the shady park.
Any tobacco? I asked the driver.
When I look around at the things, I get some nice Cuban cigars.
Yeah.
Little babe.
What heck is this?
I'm Cuban, I believe. Give me one of those.
I think these are fatal to Bolivians. You better
He's Colombia.
Oh, well, then they'll just make you sick or something. Here, let's see if it's poisonous.
Where is
it? I try it.
I stick one in my mouth and lay it.
What's my name again?
Rex Torn.
You're from another country, aren't you? Swedish or something?
You're the, like, hidden mark.
I don't know who I am.
Kevin just screws us by not giving us the character sheet.
We didn't want to play a whole deck adventure.
Who's we?
David, you?
No, this is much better.
It was David Wu.
No,
this is much better.
I just said.
Oh, it's just David?
Yeah.
We'll kill him.
I can follow in your car.
Yeah.
So you go to the mansion.
I drink alcohol.
I
think this is bubbly.
Wait out here, driver.
Yes, sir.
He's mine.
Fine, a soul.
He's like a pet, I think.
Soul.
Well, you should pet him.
Like a
pet. He looks happy enough. I don't really, you know. Touch him.
Much less your gratuity.
Alright, we go up to the house.
No, slavery is still illegal here, right?
I use the personal identification device you gave me.
Northern the door.
Okay. So you.
But this is Northern California. So I think it's illegal here.
Okay. Well, how come I have one?
I think you're paying.
You can make a reception roll.
Really?
Like you pay, what's your pay today? Oh,
okay.
7.
Hey, whatever it takes.
It does seem to that this thing would fit to a little hole. Right?
Oh, I could, yeah.
Authentication device?
Twist it.
Twist it at the door.
Doors just open when you walk
through. How many permanent plants have you been on?
It's
your first contact special.
Don't you watch all the freaking movies?
Ever?
The things with horses that fold a little wagon, that's a chariot or a wagon.
I turn the key.
Okay. You turn the key, you hear something click.
I put my personal authentication device away.
Okay.
The door. Hello?
I was about to ask Dave to start using the tricorder, but I don't think that's going to work. Can you try anyways?
No.
I can make little noises.
I feel more at home. What's Casey doing? We're looking for the statue or anything about this guy.
Yeah, either would be good.
Let's figure it out.
She told us where it was before.
It was locked.
What case it was in, what room it was in, whatever.
Yeah.
So I want to head down.
So
there.
You walk in.
Wait, do we hear anything? Anyone?
Okay, everyone in the procession room.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I got that too.
I got that too.
I got an 8. I got an 11.
I got 6.
I got an 8.
Oh, wait, I got perception.
You know, it's supposed to be the best.
All right, I got an 8.
It's being trashed.
20th century people are very poor housekeepers.
Yeah, these people are
trash. It's being trashed.
Oh, really?
Really?
How
do you know this isn't their natural decor?
Well, it's not anything like yours. Your office.
Well,
or the back of the limousine.
Or the street.
I bet in ancient Mesopotamia they can just throw their shit all around.
I'm kind of thinking that they stay the same in cultures.
I think they did. That's why they collapsed.
Oh, it could be.
That's what caused
them
out of
their own garbage.
Yeah, it just got deeper and deeper. With
an 11, you hear a car driving off.
There's a car driving off. I run out.
Damn it, I wish I could.
Whoever was here was
that
so you run out just in time to see, like, a car turn around the corner.
And the license plate?
I try and get a license plate.
No.
Is my driver get one?
Identification number. At least
color.
Red.
Did my driver get one?
Stupid. Brown. Why would he be looking for one?
Did he see the guy who got in the car?
They can pull it. They can pull it.
I mean, what else is
yeah,
he in the car?
You know, some sort of couple muscular men got into the car.
Okay, so there were like two thug type guys.
Yeah.
South America. Did they seem to be carrying anything about this size?
No, sir.
Okay, so they probably came in looking for it and couldn't find where the husband's hidden it or whatever. They probably have him or something.
It was
right
quarter reading to see if you could
just... So we have the other...
Oh, right, yeah.
I already did that joke.
What's funny, bird repeating?
It just doesn't get a lot.
So we can go through all the rooms...
So there's another address.
Already got it,
right?
We should
the other address is like the husband's...
We have his boat, and we have his warehouse.
Okay.
We can assume that any of the rooms they got to, they already searched, but we might have interrupted them, right?
Yeah, do a quick run through to see if there's any untossed rooms.
Okay, we'll check out if
there are. Go ahead and make perception.
I'm pretty sure this is a waste of time.
That's why I want to do it quick.
Okay.
How
cool. All right.
Hey, cool.
I don't want to look for, like, the actual, I want to look for, like, the guy's desk. And he grab a bunch of stuff. Out of it.
So you find the guy's desk.
Okay.
So you're looking for, like, non-trash rooms?
Yeah. I was them looking for non-trash rooms. I wanted to go to the room where the statue is.
I wanted to go where trash. A non-trash room.
I'm just looting.
No. This looks nice.
That looks
yes.
For
I tried that. That's nothing but trouble.
You find there, like, yep. Different.
You only have one statue with a fell.
Yeah, right.
It was the ball of twine that sent us here.
I should have cut that thing on his feet.
If it had done that, I would have started playing immediately because the ball of twine has both the power over the guitar and race.
You probably don't remember the last
one. I could have ruled our planet with this, pal. Could have.
On the ground floor, you find a room, the door is locked.
I got 13, you know.
Oh. It should have been you, but... Damn
it. I kick it in. I think I'll help you search there. All right.
You're doing it really well.
You search the guy's desk.
Yeah.
It's damn fine.
You just said so. Here you go.
Yeah, fish his bottle.
Picture of him with it.
No, like a
ledger.
A ledger.
Okay.
I grab that and a whole bunch of other stuff that I can look at and get my leisure in that
little spike drink.
So, any clues in the room where the statue was?
This is what you do with a spike drink.
No. I mean, a spike.
What do you get for a
taking that mooch.
Oh, God.
He has another reference.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty bad,
though.
She's going to think of
it. That's fine. And a what's the wedding picture? Harry.
We got a pickup, isn't it?
And someone we haven't seen.
Oh.
Oh. So the rest of the two of you
all like women.
So the two of you burst into the room.
Yeah. And
you see
the woman.
No. Some sort of small bedroom. Probably kind of major or something. It hasn't been trashed. It looks like you guys 13. There's some stuff.
Find your laundry.
Yeah, there's like some of the drawers are open.
Mm-hmm.
Is
there someone left in a hurry?
Yeah, someone left in a hurry. But it hasn't placed in the trash.
Yeah. But we trash it.
You guys trash it.
Hell yeah.
We can find it.
I know. I'm busy trashing the desk.
You're apparently obsessed with it.
You do see a picture of a woman. It looks like the woman who came over to the
house. Okay.
You also find a. Actually, okay, make a roll.
Okay, I'll roll.
Perception. Search, but not perception. Search, like small items, or whatever. Hit an item.
Whatever, I've got it. Oh, did that roll up?
12! You can't touch
this. Underneath the desk, you find a. Looks like a diary.
Oh, there we go.
And you find
a. Or a record.
Like there's a book in one of the drawers.
Hey, let's go back to the limousine and read our ledgers and diaries and numbers. Compare to look at pictures, study pictures and stuff.
Is it a phone number?
Yeah. Well, it's a number. You probably it's
one in ten.
It's probably phone number.
We'll ask the driver.
Personal identification.
We'll ask the driver if this number means anything to him. And they'll probably say that's a phone number.
Yeah.
So that's the eBay. Actually, no, they all have the same phone. 415.
Somewhere in this area.
Probably a four-digit number.
It's all in Northern California.
Yeah, it's probably like, Burnwood 782.
It could be a code to a safe.
Klondike.
Could be.
Klondike.
Could be
money. Maybe
deposit box.
Could be something like
36. We'll ask the driver when we get back.
Okay. Anything else in the house, or do we meet in the limo?
That's what you find.
Alright.
Shannon, any more tossing you want done?
No, I just want to leave a quick note.
Okay, leave a note.
What kind of loot did I get?
What's
that about?
Hey, that's cool.
Awesome, nice.
I can hear the ocean.
What's the note
say? Whatever her name is, sorry about the place, chased some people out, should be okay now, Dixon.
Okay, what's in the diary or in the ledger? And what kind of number is it?
Some kind of phone number, sir.
I should have to try to detect this, but is there any way we can figure out whose it is?
Phone.
Other than just using it? Would the police know?
Photograph.
Police probably find out, or phone company.
Yeah. Okay, we'll give it to the policeman and have him walk in. Okay, so here. We'll go to a police station, and then walk in and find out whose this number belongs to.
Any police station?
You're a cop, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm assigned to a certain area.
So, you're a cop, right? So they say no.
Yeah.
So whatever does it say, what's it say on your badge?
There's a number.
Yeah.
It says like San Francisco, right?
A high number? So I bet low numbers mean you're higher up.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're number 5.
26.
I'm really two.
726? Yeah.
Okay,
all right. I don't
have that name.
It's not
red
by.
Stand by.
Okay, what's in the ledger and what's in the diary?
I got a picture of good old Harry married to someone else.
Do you have an accounting skill?
Maybe the woman who's hiring you is
I got,
his wife.
I bargain and marketplace tagging for
you.
I'm thinking not wife at all.
Or second wife.
I'm thinking not wife at all.
Yeah, or
it's a possibility, but I'm not thinking it.
He could be a woman. Eight.
I don't know.
Eight. So you're looking through the ledger.
It
looks like many of these people are practically broke.
Okay.
Lots of payments, especially to something, Mr. F.
Okay. Not Rick. I tell you that Harry was getting in trouble in debt with Mr. F.
Who's Mr. F?
Mr. F.
who's looking through the diary?
Are there any additions that aren't in the same hand?
But you can roll. So,
language.
Oh, sure. What the hell?
Is everything in the ledger written by Harry?
Language. Federation standards. Everybody knows Federation standards.
Yeah. Secret
code.
Is everything in the ledger written by Harry?
Yep.
Okay.
Seven.